From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, January 24th. The annual Snow Goose Festival began this week, drawing birdwatchers and nature enthusiasts from across the state and beyond to appreciate the variety of birds in the Sacramento Valley. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The grounds at the Patrick Ranch Museum in Durham are atwitter with activity for the annual Snow Goose Festival. The event celebrates birds in the Sacramento Valley. It's put on by the Alticale Bird Alliance. Executive Director Jared Geiser says the festival grounds are also the launching point for bird-watching field trips across the valley.
We have five field trips going to the Sac Refuge in Willows, where they'll see, you know, snow geese by the hundreds of thousands, and see falcons and eagles and a really biodiverse landscape.
Geiser says winter is a great season for bird watching. The Sacramento Valley is in the Pacific Flyway, a route used by migratory birds that spans from the Arctic down to South America. Birds like ducks and the titular snow geese flock to the Sacramento Valley wetlands in the winter. Bird enthusiasts like photographer Liam Huber say some waterfowl have been dying en masse due to bird flu.
Before it rained recently and the water was low and it kept the birds really concentrated, that's when the sickness spreads the worst. There were places in this part of the valley where you could find, a few dozen snow geese dead.
Waterfowl in wetland areas like flooded rice fields and other areas of the valley often carry bird flu and can spread it to other animals through their poop and even by breathing as they fly overhead. Maurice Pateski studies bird flu at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine. He says geese dying from the disease is a newer development.
Historically, waterfowl were just very effective transmitters of the virus as they migrated via their normal migratory pathways. This virus is a little different in that we seem to be having significant mortality in wild birds.
The Snow Goose Festival is already underway and lasts through the weekend. Events at the Patrick Ranch are free to the public, and the field trips have a sign-up fee. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, vacant buildings in downtown areas can be a big problem. But the city of Oroville may have some solutions. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at ideas the city is considering to address the blight.
Oroville City Councilors Tuesday discussed several ideas to help keep downtown lively. One suggestion made was to adopt a sunset ordinance that would hold a building's owner accountable if her property remains vacant beyond a certain period. That's according to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record. The paper reports another suggestion was raising fines for code violations. Chico took similar measures last year. Those actions could help with what's called land banking. An unused building that's owned outright has few carrying costs and can be an attractive tax write-off. But empty storefronts and commercial buildings aren't just eyesores. They also raise safety concerns and degrade the overall customer experience. That's bad for local brick-and-mortar businesses already struggling to compete with online retailers. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And the Museum of Northern California Art is inviting all bird lovers to see a new exhibit celebrating avian art. The Birds, Birds, and More Birds exhibit opened earlier this month. Chair of the exhibition committee, Penny Baxter, says the exhibit shows the different ways in which people express their affection for birds.
Whether it's backyard birds, whether it's birds of prey, or seasonal visitors of birds to our area, exotic birds, but there are a lot of bird lovers, and this is the way they show their love and appreciation for all the birds.
More than 230 works were submitted, and only 100 pieces were selected for display.
Every year, it's getting better and better, work being submitted and more unusual work, and it's just getting harder and harder to figure out what we can include.
The exhibit is open to the public until March 16th, with an opening reception Friday evening. Also, roadwork has begun on the main route to and from Chester and Lassen that may impact commuters. The work is part of Caltrans's Chester Causeway Rehabilitation Project. It includes pavement rehabilitation, roadway expansion, and new guardrails. Construction is scheduled to take place along Route 36 in Lassen and Plumas counties through mid-February. Traffic controls are in effect Monday through Friday from dawn to dusk. Residents can expect delays of up to 15 minutes and should plan accordingly. And finally, a project to preserve and revitalize Marysville's Chinatown has been awarded a new grant. The Appeal Democrat reports the Chinatown Blueprint Project will receive a $500,000 grant from the Sacramento Area Council of Governments. Marysville's Chinatown is the last remaining one in California's Gold Country. The city of Marysville sponsors the project, but the nonprofit Marysville Chinese Community will spend most of the funds on outreach and developing a report. A budget proposal for using the grant is already in place. The nonprofit will use the 2025 and 2026 Bokkai festivals to gather data about what the community needs and wants in the project. And those were your headlines for Friday, January 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.